so many problems in life, always. Always quarrel, always so many problems come. And the two rats are day and night. If our age is of 100 years, the rats are cutting one day, one night. Thus they are cutting. So one day after 100 years they will die. And that honey is what honey? The love of your wife, children, husband and all others. Attachment. Sometimes you see that, oh, my wife is so, so, what? It gives so much taste. And sometimes boys in your left, oh, very, very tasteful. When they, papa, papa, broken language, mama, mama. Oh, you can forget Krishna and everything. So this is Durvikalpa. Whether I should be in this or that, he cannot decide. Sometimes it is, when he quarrels with his wife, then he thinks that I must give up. But when the children come in his lap weeping, then he forgets. When anyone dies and he goes to burning ghat and cremation, all weeping he sees, and then he thinks and he takes a vow, promises that today I will give up my house. But when he returns from there, then of his wife, children, dogs, all he sees and then forgets everything. So this is Durvikalpa stage. Anyhow, chanting and remembering and being initiation, then he cannot give up chanting and all these things going on. But Vishay Sangara means struggle with all kinds of worldly things. Sense gratification, always. Like a battle or war with them. Sometimes it is that I should earn some money to maintain myself. I should make a hotel and I will serve opium, ganja bhang, liquor, also Carl girls, everything I will, but I will be very far away from all this. Sometimes he thinks that, it is very bad. I should not do all these things. I should be very far away from this. I should go to any mutt and in association. I will not be here. Sometimes he is quarreling with praise. Praise, Pratishtha. I don't want name and fame. But he is bound to be in fame and name. Sometimes he defeats and sometimes he only comes. If anyhow he maintains his bhajan and sadhana, even niyamakshama is there, he promises that from today is Ekadasi, very good day. I am promising that from today I will chant 64 rounds and I will attend Mangal Arati and I will hear Harikatha from superior Vaishnava. And in the night, at 3 I will wake up and begin chanting at very early in morning, 3. No sleep in day. He promises all. But he woke at 3 in night, first day. And he chanted something. And in the morning, he has very big, very headache, very
problem
headache. And if he is not sleeping, then he will be mad-like. So he was bound to sleep. Chanting was not done, only 10 rounds. And he could not do 64. And also today, because he has woken at 3, so in morning he could not join Mangal Arati. Because at that time, headache and he slept. He could not attend class also. So everything was spoiled. This is called Niyama Kshama. He wants to make any rule and regulation and he wants to follow what he can. Then Tarangarangini. Tarangarangini means the waves of worldly enjoyment. You wanted to chant that I will chant in my room, but in the same time your bosom friends came and they called you and they began to tell so many things, worldly things, and could not deny. Sometimes you are chanting and remembering, my girlfriend is so sweet. She loves me. I should love her. My son is so beautiful. I am chanting but he is weeping. So the waves of worldly attachment, sense gratification come. You don't want, but yet they come. You cannot avoid. Sometimes avoid. But if you are in a situation of high class of Vaishnava, you can take off. You can control all. But even it is not Nishtha Bhakti. There are another some unwanted things on earth. So you should be careful, very careful. Understanding all these things? Then, if you have given up all these things, but yet there are some unwanted things on you. What? When you begin to chant your mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, then Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, or Kama Gayatri. Like closing your eyes like this. At once sleepiness comes. Because sleepiness is that his mind is now empty. So very easily it comes. And then you will be like that. It is called loya. Then, if you are chanting in mind, then sleepiness will come, or you are remembering in mind, then sleepiness will come. But if you are chanting like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, sleepiness will not come. But if also sleepiness comes, then you should stand up and you should do nritya, dancing. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Sound is like, what is this? Is like a sound of gun or bomb. So if the birds are on the branches and they will hear, they will at once fly away. Sleepiness is like bird. Sleepiness is like bird, and since sitting on our eyes, if you will clap in your hands and singing, then that bird will go away. So sometimes Krishna is raised among all, and after that, when you will have taste, then also sleepiness will go away. Big shape, second stage, big shape. If there is no life, when you are chanting and remembering and oh, nothing, life is. And seeing very vividly Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna in heart, no sleepiness will come. That I told in morning to you. If you follow that practice, then sleepiness will never come. Otherwise, sleepiness is bound to come. So, when you are sitting and chanting, the activities you have done up to this stage of this life, all will come in remembrance. Oh, how I began my love and affection to my wife. Oh, but this wife is not so good. Oh, new girl is so best. New husband, girl, boy is so best, very beautiful. Oh, I will go and have a business and so much money will come. And then I will make a very beautiful altar for Thakur Ji. Golden pot. So these are interruptions. When you are chanting, remembering, hearing katha, worldly things will remember, will come in remembrance. This is called vichet. So we should try to give up all these things, so that they should never come. In the morning or evening, you are quarreling with anyone, and he beat you or insulted. Anyhow, in morning you begin to chant, that scene is coming. It is bound. that thing will come. Oh, how he insulted me. I will insult him. So this is called big faith. You are hearing anything here, and at once your children came and told that, oh, father, mother is calling you. Then your mind became disturbed. You are chanting and remember and hearing Harikatha here. But there was nothing to eat in house. Then automatically that thing will come that, oh, in house nothing is to eat. So it is disturbed. You are chanting and remembering, but you felt your airplane.
You miss your airplane.
You miss your airplane. And then you are thinking, oh, what to do, what to do, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what to do, Hare Krishna, how to do, Hare Krishna. These are interruptions, big faith. Anyhow, you have crossed this, then Rasasva. Rasasva means, oh, you are chanting and remember and hearing. In the same time, you begin to remember. That when I went to the airport, oh, so much garland they gave me. And they abhinandan kiya hamara. And they welcomed. Oh, I am a very prominent person. I am a good writer. And all know me that I am a good writer. So all kinds of Rasaswad, the rasa of bitter. Taste in material enjoyment comes. Apratipatti. Sometimes we want to chant, remember, but we cannot do. Then we begin to chant walking. But we cannot chant in this way also. If we will see anyone, oh, we will call. Oh, come on, come on. Where you are going? What are you doing? And Mala is there. Hare Krishna. Oh, where are you going? What are you doing? Anyhow, you cannot chant at that time, cannot remember. This is called apratipatti. You want, but you cannot do. Something is hard, in heart, that today we cannot do anything. Our mind is not going towards chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha. Even not, we don't want to go in arati or anything. Uselessly sleeping like that and thinking what to do, what to not. And kasaya. Kasaya means something. Malinata. Malinna. Spotlight. Malinata. That you cannot chant. You want, but you cannot. There are some defects. But you cannot No. You cannot tum jaan nahi sakte ki kya wo hai.
You cannot realize what it is.
But there is some kasha. If you have crossed all these things, even nistha has not come. There is something. You are chanting and remembering well, hearing Harikatha well. You are practicing Bhakti Yoga also, attending Aarti also. But you will see that all are attached to you, charmed to you. They will bring so much wealth, money, garland, or they will bring so many blankets, very useful things. And then you should see that false ego may come. And you will be charmed with them, entangled. All these coming from past birth impressions are coming. You have done some good things in past life. You have given charity, donations. You have served your father, mother. You have given so much charity and other things, pious activities. In return, you are getting anything. In this, but you are doing nothing, but yet coming. This is also obstacle. We should not be attached with this. Sometimes you have done in your past life very bad things, sinful activities. You have not served your father, mother. You have offended your father, mother and others. But now you are chanting, remembering. But yet, or past activities, fruits are coming. Reactions are coming. You become sick. You are so weak. Not so much beautiful, ugly shape. Someone done apaman, insults you. And other some problems come. They are bound to come. These are called duskriti utsa. But you should not be very weak for this, worry for this. You should begin your chanting, remembering and go on doing it. In association of high class of Vaishnava, they will protect and save you. Bhakti Utsa, there is pure bhakti and there is also some mixture of bhakti. Due to this, so many disciples will come easily. And they will give you so much honor. They will give you so much wealth, reputation and so many things. They will give the things of sense gratification. So many computers, so many fans, so many beautiful everything. Anyone can give you so much land, and that there you should make a cow shed. And then you will give up bhakti and you will be entangled to do all these things. And thinking that this is also bhakti. Then aparadhutta. Then you are chanting, remembering, but no tears, no heart melting. That you should think that I have done some offenses in the lotus feet of name, Vaishnava, Guru and Dham. So you should be careful in these things. And try to avoid all these things. Always is powerful association of high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, you will be stopped there. And then you will return as you were before. By doing so, nishtha comes. What is this look? Nashta prayesu avadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat bhakti bhakti nityaki. If in these stages and you are chanting, remember in the guidance of high class of association, then gradually all will go away. And steadiness will come. Then you can chant 64 rounds without any difficulty. Or you can hear and have taste in hearing. What I told, everything will go away. But this nishtha not automatically coming. It is coming from intelligence. That we should not do, we should do. So it is when nishtha will come automatically. Then ruchi will come. Then so much worriness will go away, fear will go away. Automatic, most of the anarth will go away. And then a taste will come. And then he will hear Hari Katha, he will serve Vaishnava, he will serve Gurudev, he will worship all with very taste. Then, when he will do Kirtan, very taste, weeping, heart melting. Nama parad went away. Dhamma parad went away. There is some semblance of offenses. Very little. Some spots are there. But ruchi can come. But ruchi is also, taste is also of two kinds. Taste of two kinds. If duties are so well decorated, well dressed, and golden pots and everything, opulence is there, then a taste will come to take darshan of deities. But if the deities are naked, are not well dressed, or the clothes are dirty, no good mukut decoration, then there will be no taste. He can have taste in Kirtan. When anyone is singing with sweet melody and beautiful person, And with harmonium and all instruments he is singing. And those who are helping him also very sweet. Their dancing is so sweet. They know art of singing and dancing. Then you will tell, oh, very good, very good, very good. And test in kirtan. And you can dance. But if a man of high class of devotion, he will be very realized person, but no melody in his kirtan. And so, mota avas.
Court voice.
Court voice. Court voice. Not so melody. And the those who is singing kirtan is not so beautiful. Not so artist. And he cannot dance well. But tears are coming. Heart are melting of this person. But you will have noticed. So this taste has some reason, cause. So if the deities are decorated and he will take darshan and he will worship very with taste. He will have taste in taking Mahaprasad, serving Mahaprasad when tasteful preparation are there. But ordinary like boiled is given no taste. If it is given to Thakurji, then you will think it is not Mahaprasad. So the advanced ruchi test is that if no decoration at all, no tune in kirtan, no art in dancing, only Hare Krishna name he hears and he becomes heart melted. And he has taste in hearing Hari Katha. This is more better. Practicing like this with this taste, asakti comes. Asakti means attachment comes. First attachment comes in bhajan, in chanting, remembering. Deep taste comes that he cannot give up chanting. If he is chanting whole night, no sleepness, no idleness, no labor in chanting and remembering, hearing Hari Katha. He is not charmed with disciples or praise or anything. At that time, if his whole wealth will go away, no harm. If so much wealth is coming, oh, no care. Always not attached with these things. So he is doing like bhajan like this. After this, by this bhajan, a asakti attachment will come towards Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu. Then when he will chant, he will remember Krishna, Radha. He will remember that I am in Vrindavan. And he cannot disremember. Forget. Always enthusiasm. If disturbance comes, he becomes, oh, like die. I am going to die. he cannot tolerate any interaction. Then that rati comes and his life will become successful. I will tell something about tomorrow. Now you should see a very interesting pastime of Krishna. Oh, you remember the pastime of Phal Bikrani, whole fruit seller woman? Can you tell? Yes? Give it. Always weeping, always heart melting. He never knew that where I am going. Nothing to eat. Oh, totally mad, because her heart was not with her, but it was with Krishna. She left his body in Yamuna. And Krishna took her in Golok Vrindavan, because Krishna has told her mother. So she must be mother in Vrindavan. If Putna can be mother there in Golok, why not this? With love and affection he gave her heart, and actually she was no worldly desire at all, always chanting, remembering. So you should try to be like that. If you will give your anything to Krishna, donate for the service of Krishna, your house will be filled with gold, diamond and everything. If you attach, then you will attach again in worldly life. And if you were throwing into Yamuna anywhere, no need at all. Always waiting for Krishna. Krishna, Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki, Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki, Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki, Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki. Whether in front of deity, whether in roadside, in any lane, in forest. Oh, he has no care for his belt, his cloth. Oh, all are telling him mad. No harm. He has no sense for all these things. Emang pratasya priyanam kritya jata anurago titukitta. He becomes like mad. But not mad, his life is now successful. What all will tell, no care. And truly now he has some rati for Krishna. Then chantir abhatsakalatam viraktirmanu sunnata. This stage will come, I will try to explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanand.